بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of the great hadith of Jibreel عليه السلام. And from the words which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم answered the questions of Jibreel concerning the meaning of Islam is the Salah, is the establishment of as-salah, and he said وَتُقِيمَ as-salah, to establish the prayer. What falls under the establishment of the prayer is arkan as-salah, the pillars of salah. And what does that mean? The pillars mean the actions that include the sayings and the doings, sayings and actions, that establish the salah, meaning that without them the salah is invalid. Without them the salah is invalid. And from that is takbirat al-ihram. From that is takbirat al-ihram, the takbira of entering the salah. Upon entering the salah, the believer says Allahu Akbar, which means Allah is greater. And the salah cannot be established without takbirat al-ihram. And if a person forgets takbirat al-ihram, he comes and stands in the line, then he forgets it, and then begins the recitation, then his salah is not valid. It is not established at all, because takbirat al-ihram is the one that by which the salah is established. The Prophet ﷺ taught a person how to perform the salah, and he said to him, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَأَسْبِغُ الْوُضُوءِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقْبِلِ الْقِبْلَةَ فَكَبِّرْ. If you stand to perform the salah, then if you intend to perform the salah, then make the wudu, make the ablution complete. Then direct yourself towards the Qibla in Mecca, the Kaaba. فَكَبِّرْ, make takbir. فَكَبِّرْ, declare takbir. So it's a must to make the takbir. And the Prophet ﷺ continued doing that. And from this also is the recitation of the Fatiha. From this is the recitation of the Fatiha, the opening chapter of the Quran. The recitation of the Fatiha is a rukun, is a pillar. Salah is not valid without the Fatiha. And in Surah Al-Muzzammil, 39 verse 20, or not 73, yes. 73, Surah Al-Muzzammil 73. Verse 20, قال الله تعالى فقرأوا ما تيسر من القرآن. فقرأوا ما تيسر من القرآن. So recite you of the Quran as much as be easy for you. And the Prophet ﷺ explained what this ما تيسر, the meaning of ما تيسر, what may have been easy for you, and that this is the Fatiha, and that it is the Fatiha. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet ﷺ said, لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بفاتحة الكتاب. No salah is valid, no person who does not recite فاتحة الكتاب, the opening chapter of the book. And this is in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. And he ﷺ said, من صلى صلاة لم يقرأ فيها بأم القرآن فهي خداج. Anyone who prays the salah without reciting the Umm al-Quran, the mother of the book of the Quran, then it is khidaj, meaning fasida, invalid, غير صحيح. So قراءة الفاتحة, the recitation of the فاتحة, is a rukun upon every musalli, a rukun, a pillar upon every musalli, everyone performing the salah. Look at that, the imam and the ma'moom, the imam who leads the salah, the ma'moom who is led, who follows the imam in the prayer, and the munfarid, the one who prays alone. And the one who prays alone. Why? Because the texts are general. The texts did not exclude anyone. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not exclude anyone, then what is mandatory therefore is to have the ruling applicable in general. Otherwise, if there had been any exclusion, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have explained that and clarified it. As Allah the Most High said in Surah An-Nahl 16:89, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ And we have sent down to you the book as an exposition of everything, a guidance and a mercy and glad tidings. And we don't have from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام neither an explicit, authentic report that the Fatiha is not or is lifted from the Ma'mum, that the Ma'mum does not have to pray the Fatiha. There is no report whether the Salah is done in secrecy, the secret Salah or silent one, or loud one. But the difference between the silent and the loud is that the loud, the person in the loud recites the Fatiha and then he goes silent and listens to the recitation of his Imam. With respect to the silent one, the person recites the Fatiha and other than the Fatiha until the Imam makes ruku'. Now, we have, however, in the Sunnah an exception. If in case a person joins the Salah late and the Imam is having ruku', you understand now the case? He joins the Salah while the Imam is having ruku'. So if a person comes in while the Imam is in ruku', then the Fatiha drops. The evidence for that is what is reported in Sahih al-Bukhari, the hadith of Abi Bakr radiyallahu anhu. He entered the masjid and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in ruku', was performing ruku'. So he hastened and he made ruku' before joining the line. Then afterwards he joined the line, and when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made taslim, he said, أيكم الذي ركع دون الصف ثم مشى إلى الصف, who amongst you made ruku' before joining the line and then walked to the line? So Abu Bakr said, أنا يا رسول الله, it's me, O Messenger of Allah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, زادك الله حرصا ولا تعد, may Allah increase you in care and keenness concerning the Salah, but don't repeat this. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that the thing that made him rush and hasten to join the line in ruku', to attain the rak'ah in salah, that's the thing which made him hasten, is to attain the rak'ah, and that's why he made the ruku' before he reached the row. So that was his objective, to be able to attain the rak'ah. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, زَادَكَ اللَّهُ حِرْصًا وَلَا تَعُدْ, may Allah increase you in keenness concerning the Salah, وَلَا تَعُدْ, but don't repeat to this action, repeat this action and make ruku' before you join the line and then you rush or hasten. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا أَتَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالسَّكِينَةِ When you come to Salah, then come with tranquility on you. فَمَا أَدْرَكْتُمْ فَصَلُّوا Whatever you attain, then pray. وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأَتِمُّوا And whatever you missed, then you complete that which you have missed. And the Prophet ﷺ, the point of evidence here is that he did not command him to make up the rak'ah. You understand? He did not command him to make up this rak'ah. And so he attained it. Otherwise, if he didn't attain it, the Prophet ﷺ would have informed him to make it up. Because the Prophet ﷺ would not delay the explanation of a matter at the time of its need. Because he is a conveyor. And the conveyor conveys what is needed to be explained. And if the Prophet ﷺ did not tell him you did not attain a rak'ah, then we know that he did attain it. And in this case you see that the Fatiha dropped. You understand the point of evidence now? Since he attained the rak'ah, even though he did not recite the Fatiha. You see that?
No.
Now, this is from the text. There is another point from the angle of reasoning, in addition to the text mentioned. We know that the Fatiha is a must with the standing, when the person is standing. And in this case, there is no standing on this individual, because he had to follow the Imam. So if the standing dropped, then the remembrance, which is obligated in the standing, also drops. You understand that? So therefore, from the text and from reasoning as well, indicates that the person, if he comes while the Imam is making ruku', is in a state of ruku', then the person makes takbiratul ihram while standing, and does not recite. Rather, he makes ruku', bowing. But if he makes takbir for ruku', then this is better. And if he does not, then there is no harm. Sufficient for him is the first takbir, the takbir of ihram, entering the salah. It is a must on the individual to recite the Fatiha when standing in the Salah. As to what is done by some people, if the Imam stands up for the second rak'ah, for example, you find some people sitting and they don't stand up with the Imam sitting and reciting the Fatiha. And you find him that he sits there until he finishes half of the Fatiha. Then he stands up while he is able. While he is able, then it is said to this man, your recitation of the Fatiha is incorrect, invalid. Because the Fatiha must be recited in the standing position. And you are able to stand. And you recited some of it while you were sitting. Therefore, your qira'ah, your recitation is invalid. Is that clear? This is done by some people. Is this clear? Okay, so we repeat. So now we have from the text and reasoning as well that whoever comes to the prayers while the Imam is in a position of ruku', then the individual who comes late, he makes takbiratul ihram while standing, but does not recite the Fatiha. Rather, he makes ruku'. But if he makes takbir for the ruku', you know, then this is better. And if he doesn't, then there is no harm. Sufficient is takbiratul ihram, the first takbirah. Is that understood? This is what you missed upon the disconnection, perhaps, yes. Another point, that the individual, the musalli, must recite the Fatiha while in standing position. While in standing position. And as to what is done sometimes by some people, you find them, if the Imam stands up for the second rak'ah, for example, you find them sitting, and they don't stand up with the Imam while he recites the Fatiha. You see him sitting there until he finishes half the Fatiha, then stands up while he is able. You're not talking about somebody incapacitated, but he is able to stand up. So it is said to this person, your recitation of the Fatiha now is invalid, because the Fatiha must be recited while in a standing position, and you are able to stand, and you have recited part of it while you are sitting. Therefore, your salah is not valid with this recitation. Is that clear? Okay. Fine. As to what... Okay. What about extra surah other than the Fatiha in the first rak'ah and second rak'ah? Yes, this is a sunnah. This is a sunnah. As to the third rak'ah in Maghrib, or the third or the fourth in Dhuhr, Al-Asr and Isha, then this is not a sunnah. The sunnah is to restrict the two rak'ah that follow the first two rak'ahs, restricted to the Fatiha. And if sometimes, during Asr or Dhuhr, a person may add to the Fatiha another surah, then there is no harm. But in origin, restricting to the Fatiha in the first two rak'ah, in the two rak'ah following the tashahud, the first tashahud, if it is a fourth rak'ah prayer, or a third rak'ah prayer, if it is the third rak'ah in a third rak'ah prayer, or the two rak'ahs in a four rak'ah prayer following the first tashahud. Is that clear? Then inshallah ta'ala we'll stop here, and next time we'll talk about the ruku' and sujood. والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا